I kind of feel like normally I'm reporting back to people that we already know, but this is a little different because we don't know y'all yet. Like you said, the first time was just very extenuating circumstances. We weren't able to be here, but y'all still took us on for support, and that we were very thankful, very blessed, and we were a little worried that we weren't going to be able to meet up with you because of COVID and whatnot. But I'm very thankful that God has allowed us to be here. We have been in Brazil for the last couple of years. We've been focusing on learning the language, learning the culture, learning Portuguese. The best way to describe where we are at is the three borders. So where Colombia, Peru, and Brazil all meet, that is where we're at. We're in our house, where we're at right now is actually less than a mile from the Colombian border. And it has been a very great challenge. It's been a great learning experience. We've been working with a veteran missionary, John Hernandez, for the last couple of years, and it's been a very good learning opportunity working with him. We've been able to do all kinds of stuff, and whether that's construction projects on the church itself, whether that's different outreach projects between youth camps and VBS, it's just been a very, very great time. But our focus, our goal is to go a little further. When we first were planning everything out, our goal was to work with indigenous groups, to work with the tribes down in that area. And where we're at right now in the town of Tapachinga, it is a big area. It's very great for us to be able to learn Portuguese, but there's not a lot of indigenous groups where we're at. And so what our prayer is to move to a town a little bit south of us called Benjamin, and to move there because there are actually several tribes that live in that area. So that is the next step of our ministry, is to move to find a place that we can get, that we can, whether it's build property, whether it's to get a new house, that is our goal. And wow, I just had a very big mind blank. So that makes me feel better. So that is the next step of what we want to do in ministry. We've been enjoying what we've been doing so far, and at this point, it's almost been more of a hidden position. I've been working with the sound group there at the church, just redoing all the technology that they have there. Been working in Sunday school. Well, actually, I should say, the midweek service with the kids. Been preaching for the youth, and it's been fun. It's been busy, and with the pandemic, I'll share just a short testimony, bragging on my wife a little bit. We were given extra funds during the pandemic. God was very good to us because churches like you were very faithful in supporting us and continuing that support, even despite the fact that it was hurting everybody here. And when we got an extra amount of funds, my wife had the idea of doing a food drive or giving out food baskets to our community. And so she was able to go out and buy bulk. She worked painstakingly, very slow, tedious work to separate it all out. And we're able to take it to the church during that time. And first of all, it was taking care of the church members. And what was really neat was seeing the church members work together to get these food baskets, to get these food bags to the members that couldn't make it. Because in our town, a lot of it is clay roads. It's very sticky, very slick, especially during rain. And a lot of them couldn't come out that particular day. But the church members, they volunteered to help put the baskets together. They volunteered to take the baskets to those who lived far out of town that couldn't come. And that was just a really neat thing to see. And then beyond that, we did it again. My wife went out again and bought the materials, and we separated it out. And then at that point, we actually did it as an outreach, where we put a John and Romans, we would put a track in there, and we told our church members to take this to their friends, to their family, to those that they know that aren't saved, and to use it as an outreach, to let them know that, yes, it is a difficult time, but the church we're working with, Emmanuel Baptist, but Emmanuel Baptist does care. Emmanuel Baptist wants to help. And more importantly, all this is just to show that God loves you and that he wants to be involved. And because of that, I truly believe that God blessed the church because of how they got involved. Not just in that setting, but they showed in so many ways where they they stayed involved with the church. They stayed involved in reaching out to other people, even despite all the hardships that were put in place because of the shutdowns in our area. So that was for me, that was one of the highlights of seeing the church get into action and to be the hands and the feet of the church. That was just really amazing. So we thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for continuing to support us. And I ask that you pray for us that as we go into the next step of our ministry, that God will help us find the right place and connect us with the right people. So, Pastor.
He called me a few days ago, said they were going to be at Eastside. And I said, well, come by and give you a few moments and then stay in fellowship with us. So I know you're happy about driving back to where you came from with eating chili and hot dogs, right? I would give him more time, but we had COVID, we had a lot of families out, stuff like that, so it just didn't work out. So, okay, Brother Marcus, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, I hope y'all want to hear some good singing tonight. I hear some singing, but anyway, we got some. We're starting off with Brother Ken and Miss Faye Burgess, so they're gonna be singing with the piano I see over here on my list. So if y'all would come on, let's get started. So I know they won't get through with the singing, so they can go get some hot dogs.
Yeah, we decided we'd do the worst for first. So speaking of myself. But we want to sing Yield Not to Temptation, page 364.
But I've got to tell him something first.
What?
She's going to play through here so we can get the tune in our heads.
Oh,
well,
it's going to take longer than that.
Okay. And then we're going to sing all three verses and then the chorus.
All right.
Temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, He'll carry you through. Shun evil companions, bad language disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, He'll carry you through. To Him that overcometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we will conquer, though oft cast down. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look over to Jesus, He'll carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, He will carry you through.
All right, thank you.
When are you singing next? That's what my list says, so I guess you're going to sing next. So, I guess it's your time now.
Y'all, I haven't sung in a long time. And before I came to Trinity, I sang a lot. Still had a voice. But when you sit over that piano for 18 years and don't sing, your voice gets rusty. So y'all don't listen to my voice, but listen to the words of this song. It's called The Shepherd's Point of View.
some of the same ones singing this time we sung last time, so some of y'all that ain't sung before, give him, make a joyful noise. You can holler, squeal, or do something, I know. But anyway, jump up and down or do something. But anyway, Miss Pamela Miller, she's coming up next, so come right ahead.
When God created everything, he did it because he wanted somebody to love him. He wanted somebody to fellowship with him. But he did give us a free will. So all through the Bible, God shows us his love. But he ordained, they decided before Jesus ever came, before he ever created man, that Jesus was going to come. And if we can remember that Jesus came because he loved us. So I'm going to sing Written in Red. In letters of crimson, God wrote his love on a hillside so long, long ago. For you and for me, Jesus died, and love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you, I love you. Written in red. Down through the ages, God wrote his love with the same hands that suffered and bled, giving all he had to give, a message so easily read. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you. I love you, written in red. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you, I love you, written in red.
Well, next one's Inez, and she ain't scared a bit, so she ain't gonna have no problem. So she come up here like I ain't nothing. So come along, Inez.
I guess when you sing all your life, you don't get scared. And I'm singing, "The King is Coming."
Broken homes that hay has mended.
I can see the marching throne and the fury of God's trumpet. Spell the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding. Heaven's grand stands on in place. Heaven's choir is now the symbol. Start to sing.
Me. How you doing, Marcus? Anyway, I can't hold my sheet muted down here because I wear glasses, you know, and I got trifocals, bifocals, and anything else focused. So anyhow, I have to move this thing around a little bit, so y'all just bear with me. We'll get through this thing, and but you might see me bobbing my head up and down. If it is, you'll know what's causing that. But anyway, I've been wearing these glasses now for 63 years, so first thing I put on, the last thing I take off, so I can't do without them. All right, number two, let's go. Then came the morning. They all walked away, nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, and now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dream that they had dreamed were not what they seemed. Now he was dead and gone. The garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail. Could this night be so long? Then came the morning. The night was turned to day. The storm was thrown away. Oh, with the dawn. Then came. can you? I tell you what, as long as I don't take two steps backwards and one forward, I'll never get where I'm going. But anyway, Robin Godwin. Okay, come on here.
It's good to be here, guys. Thank you for all the sweet music. Go right ahead, it's fine.
Of a city called glory, so bright and so fair, and as I entered the gates, I cried, "Holy." And the angels all met me there. They took me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights then I said, I want to see Jesus. He's the one who died for all. I bowed on my knees and cried, "Oh, I clapped my hands and sang glory, glory to the Son of God. And as I entered the gates of that city, oh yes, my loved ones, oh, they all knew me well, they took me down the streets of heaven. Oh, the
thank you to everybody that sang tonight, all the talents and your availability and your willingness. And we got a man that just come in. I think they're looking for a handout. So, Brother Glenn, you come and share what you want to share with the congregation. Many of y'all know he accepted a call to Hickory Head Baptist Church to be their pastor. And so he wants to talk to you. And then we're going to go over for a meal, but we also have something special for y'all over there. Okay? Miss Cindy can't take it. Okay? All right, Brother Glenn, you come on up. Is that on the agenda? Okay. Do you want to sing, brother?
No, I'm fine. I've preached twice today, but you got one or two choices. You can open your Bible or give us enough money for gas to get home. What's it going to be? You got to do one of the two. Amen? All right. But no, thank you so very much. And I did want to take just a moment tonight. Don't want to be lengthy, but on behalf of my wife and myself, we just want to thank Trinity Baptist Church, all the members since we've been here. After 22 years pastoring the same church and having to resign over some issues that were going on in the church, and my wife and I were in a very, very difficult place, a very dark place, and didn't know if there was going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, but the Lord brought us here, and y'all were such a blessing to us, such a help. And I've had so many people, Brother Ken, tell me, Brother Glenn, you and Cindy have been such a blessing, such a blessing. Well, I just want to say that y'all have been a blessing to us, and this place was like a spiritual hospital for us, and your kindness, your cards, Brother Ken availing his pulpit to allow me to preach and to teach and get us back in the saddle, so to speak, and I just want to say thank you so very much. If it hadn't been for Trinity Baptist Church, we wouldn't be in the wonderful position, the healthy spiritual position that we're in right now, rejoicing in the Lord at Hickory Head Baptist Church in Quitman, Georgia. And so I just want to say we love you. We thank you. I hate to tell you this. You haven't gotten rid of us. Don't think that. Amen. We're still going to be around. And matter of fact, I've already been talking about Brother Ken. I can't wait to get Brother Ken to come out and do a Bible conference for us. And then we're going to be setting that up in the near future. And whatever the Lord has for us as far as coming back and maybe sharing with y'all, we look forward to that in the future as well. But on behalf of Cindy and me, we love you. We thank you. We thank God for Trinity Baptist Church. Amen. Let me say this, and then I'll get out of the way. I'm about to start preaching now. Okay. But Ephesians 4:12, when it talks about how Christ gave the church gifts, he gave some apostles, pastors, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. Don't think that pastors don't need perfecting. Amen. That word speaks of maturity, and no matter how long you've been preaching or pastoring, you can get discouraged, amen? And we were discouraged when we came, but because of you utilizing the gifts God has given you, the gifts of encouragement, the gifts of love, the gift of preaching and teaching, and the gift of music, it just lifted us. It brought us right back into the relationship with the Lord, where we wanted to be, where we needed to be, where God would have us to be. And I just thank God, and please understand, your labor in vain in this place, it's not in vain. Your labor's not in vain. You've done a great work for this preacher and his wife and their family, and we thank you. We thank you so much. God bless you.
Cindy, would you like to say anything?
Ditto.
Ditto?
I don't
want to
talk.
That's what Rush Limbaugh says, ditto. Okay, yeah. Well, same thing back to you. I mean, y'all have been a blessing to us for a year. It's been about a year. And we appreciate that. And I've been where you've been. I was out of the pastorate for 5 years. I was hurt so bad. But you need healing. And we appreciate that now. So you're like a little bird. We're going to throw you out the nest here. All right? And you're leaving here in good shape. So you come back in good shape, okay? But we love you and appreciate you, and we have something over there for you. It ain't much, but it's a way of showing our appreciation to you. And so you wait till you get good and stable in that church and feel good about your relationship with the people. Then you invite me over, okay? All right. Because, you know, I get in a different environment. I may say something, you know. But anyway, we appreciate y'all. Let's give them another hand. I'm going to go out and look for another wounded soldier to bring in, right? So my heart is with pastors that have been hurt, you know, and that's my heart. Okay, we're going to be dismissed to over there. Is everything ready over there?